Harper Audio presents Two Princesses of Bamar by Gail Carson Levine. Performed by January Lavoie. Chapter 1. Out of a land laid waste, to a land untamed, monster-ridden, the lad Druault led a ruined ragtag band. In his arms, tenderly, he carried Bruce, the child king, first ruler of Bamar. So begins Druault, the epic poem of Bamar's greatest hero, our kingdom's ideal. Druault fought Bamar's monsters, the ogres, griffins, specters, and dragons that still plague us, and he helped his sovereign found our kingdom. Today, Bamar needed a hero more than ever. The monsters were slaughtering hundreds of Bamarians every year, and the Grey Death carried away even more. I was no hero. The dearest wishes of my heart were for safety and tranquility. The world was a perilous place, wrong for the likes of me. Once when I was 4 years old and playing in the castle courtyard, a shadow passed over me. I shrieked, certain it was a griffin or a dragon. My sister Meryl ran to me and held me, her arms barely long enough to go around me.
"It's gone, Addie," she whispered. "It's far away by now."
And then she crooned a stanza from Druault.
"Step follows step. Hope follows courage. Set your face toward danger. Set your heart on victory."
I quieted, soothed by Meryl's voice and her warm breath on my ear. Meryl was my protector, as necessary to me as air and food. Our mother, Queen Daria, had succumbed to the Grey Death when I was 2 and Meryl was 3. Father rarely visited the nursery. Bella, our governess, loved us in her way, but her way was to moralize and to scold. Meryl understood me, although we were as different as could be. She was fair, and I was dark-complexioned. She was small and compact, a concentration of focused energy. I was always tall for my age and loose-limbed, and my energy was nervous and fluttery. Meryl was brave, and I was afraid of almost everything, from monsters to strangers to spiders. As a child, Meryl loved to act out scenes from Druault, or scenes from a made-up drama in which she saved the kingdom. Our games would begin on the miniature carriage that was our nursery's best feature. I'd sit inside, and Meryl would climb up to the driver's seat. We'd travel to the Eskern Mountains, where ogres and griffins dwelled, or to the Elf Queen's castle on the shores of the Han Ocean, or to the western desert where the dragons had their lairs, or to the Muley Forest where specters abounded. She would rescue me from a flaming dragon or a hungry ogre. When I was supposed to, I would shriek in terror that was half real. But when I could, I'd stay still and watch Meryl perform. That was what I loved. Her favorite game was the Grey Death Adventure. Oddly enough, this one didn't frighten me. The Grey Death wasn't a monster or a spider I could see and shiver over. It was invisible. If I caught it, it would be somewhere within me, and while the outside world was full of danger, I knew my interior. I was certain I could oust an intruder there. In the game, I always portrayed the Grey Death's victim. For the first stage of the disease, the weakness, I'd begin to walk toward the worn nursery couch, growing weaker as I went. After a few steps, I'd fall to my knees and begin to crawl. I'd drag myself to the couch, but lack the strength to climb up onto it. I'd fall asleep there on the floor. A moment or two later, I'd wake up and rise, consumed by fever.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?